Good afternoon, everybody. Today is Tuesday, November 26, 2019. It's 2 p.m. We're gathered for a county administration workshop followed by our legal counsel meeting as well. We're going to start with Department Business with Emergency Management with a position requisition for a full-time outreach and education coordinator. We have Sarah Rubric, our Emergency Managing Director here. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, and Commissioners DeYoung and Fowler. Sorry, Fowler's not present. DeYoung and Morgan are. I don't know my name. It's all good. Go ahead.
So I was here for my quarterly update about 2 or so weeks ago. Gave a presentation on the activities of our department, including the outreach and education coordinator, and explained that due to requests from the community and activity that is coming in that specific position, Ricky's position, we were requesting that her employment be changed from half-time to full-time. I think that she is still going to have more work than 40 hours will allow. However, 20 hours has been a real challenge for us to get to all of the requests that have been made of our department for the outreach and education program. As you are all aware, when we started this program, we've just built this over the last year. And when we first started, we didn't know how popular it was going to be or how much momentum it was going to gain. We have been incredibly surprised by how many requests for presentations have come in, to the point now where Ricky is booking out presentations in January and February just due to time restraints. As an example, yesterday Ricky was asked to go to Grants Pass High School. She taught 330 science class students at Grants Pass High School about personal preparedness as a follow-up to earthquake curriculum in the school. Did 8 sessions back to back to back. Started at 7 o'clock in the morning, did these 8 sessions, and then came out and did our final class of Preparedness University. And she's out of hours for the week. So
on a Monday.
So you know that doesn't happen very often that she has to do that long of a presentation day. Although it has happened more than once.
How do you get definitely. 20 hours in one day?
Well, she has the holiday hours this week too. So there's 8 hours of holiday plus she worked 12 hours yesterday.
Okay, so it's okay.
Yeah. So this week obviously was an anomaly because of the holiday, but we're finding it very difficult to get to all of the requests for her department. And there's a whole lot more out there that she could be diving into that you've all requested. She reach out to their local businesses, schools, and churches. And right now, word of mouth is filling up her schedule quicker than she can do any outreach. So
it came up at the radio today even. What is emergency management prepared for? Or what are we doing with the storm coming in? We talked about it this morning. Her name was mentioned on the radio.
Did she give a test of, as you're going in, just say, a quick, just a little fill out a test, do you know how many gallons of water, do you know you have fresh water in your water heater or something like that?
Yeah, so we just...
so that she has a starting point.
Baseline.
And then a...
So it depends on what group she's presenting to. Sometimes she gets 30 minutes to do her presentation, sometimes she gets 4 hours. I can tell you that in our Preparedness University we had 65 students that just finished our 7-week series last night.
And
65.
Wow.
And they were some of the most engaged students we've had yet. At the beginning of each of those Preparedness Universities, she sends out a survey. She makes them watch a video, a prepared video, and then has them all fill out a survey so that when we know what kind of preparedness level they think they're at when they start the class. Usually she'll do a verbal survey of the students in her audience before she gives a presentation. It all just depends on how much time she's given. Like I said, sometimes she's gone in and they've given her 15 minutes to do a presentation. Sometimes, she's been asked to do 4-hour presentations. So it all just depends on how much time she's been given. But the one thing that I love about her specifically is that she has the ability to change her presentation based on the amount of time and the different audience she's giving the presentation to. So it's been far more successful than we anticipated. I wasn't sure what, again, what the reception was going to be in the public, but it's been overwhelming. And I think that anybody you mentioned her name to in the community has at least heard of her already in the last year. So my request is that we allow her to work full-time. What that means is, per Arthur, an additional $51,047 out of the general fund budget to my department to make her whole. That includes a pay increase to full-time as well as benefits increase because she doesn't have that now. Obviously, we're almost halfway through the year now, and it would be almost half of that at this point. But that's what my request to you is.
I think she's doing what we asked her to do and more. I kind of figured when she started into this thing that this is where it would go because she does a good job. She's the person that can deliver the message.
What would you like to do?
I want to grant the request.
This.
I don't even care what Arthur O'Hare says, even if he was in the room. Oh, he is. Oh, hi, Arthur.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
No, I think it's a very, it's a request. She's doing, it's happening just exactly like we kind of figured it is. We started her out on halftime to kind of see what it was going to do, and it did. So
I would entertain a motion to approve this position adjustment.
So moved.
Second. Any further discussion?
No. Great job.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 2-0. We'll sign it today.
Okay. I think you
go ahead and pass it to him.
This is not the original. I think you have the original.
Okay. Yeah. Wendy, okay. We'll both sign.
Perfect. Thank you.
It's in the office somewhere.
It is. If not, we can.
Thank you. Next up, we have Public Works authorization for Rob Brandis, Public Works Director, to sign agreement for OBEC Consulting Engineers Inc. merger with Dowell LLC. And Director Brandis, hello.
Probably overkill. The legal said to come on down and run it by. So effectively, as the title states, OBEC, who we've done a ton of engineering work with, you guys probably recognize the name, has merged with a larger engineering firm called Dowell. So what this document does is effectively transfers those contracts under the name of Dowell. We're just acknowledging that we're okay with that. We've got three that are still pending with them. One of them was that the second of those groups of three large culverts, that work is effectively done. We actually just need to change the name so we can give them their last payment. And then we have the two on Finch Bridge and on Carey Street Bridge, and those are both some minor design work in terms of on Carey it's going to be some scour protection work, and on Finch this is the one where they're going to be talking about repacking some of the bridge joints and bearings.
How's the Grouse Creek Bridge thing, that slippage we were doing some studying on?
It's not moving as much as we feared, but they've said let's keep it on there a couple more months anyway to see if it's moving top or bottom.
Put it through some winter.
Right. They haven't been able to draw any conclusions yet, but they have confirmed that it's moving. It's not moving at the very bottom, which is good, but it is moving. I think it's 12 feet deep down, so it will be a big redig at some point someday, yeah.
So I would entertain a motion authorizing Director Rob Brandis, Public Works Director, to sign this agreement for OBEC Consulting Engineers merger with Dowell that we can continue business on the projects that have already previously been approved.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that. Any further discussion?
Nope.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 2-0. Thank you, sir. Right. What else did you say you had?
You guys for the discussion. I was sitting at the bottom there.
Okay, sorry. So, facility services, facility space plan update. Sure. We have Ryan Johnson.
You seem two really quick ones, but don't plan on that.
Facilities Director. You're representing a whole committee, and we have additional committee members in the room.
Yeah. I believe Annette had brought forward kind of where we were at, and the board was looking for a price cost estimate on the space planning portion.
Okay.
We were hoping it was going to be less, but they basically included a little bit more in their proposal to a tune of about $12,000. I would like to move forward with it to get the ball rolling on.
What's kind the total?
12, not to exceed 12.
And this is not just this building, correct? It's like the bigger picture?
It includes the justice and the courthouse.
So it is just this building?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a price of doing business. But
it is.
it's going to be a pretty costly project overall.
We can sit here and scratch on a piece of paper and everything else, and you need. Then you find out it doesn't work. I would rather have somebody say
they're going to look at adjacency issues. You know, who shouldn't have an office next to so and so, and where things could be cohabitated or co-located.
Will this include the space of the justice building lower level and the potential of what walls and everything down there? Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah. They're gonna actually. Hopefully we can get into taking a look at some of the structure as well, as far as a separate doorway to that basement area.
Okay. So,
do they, because it looks like it's going to be a long time before we replace this building, is there an opportunity, do they look at seismic and say, we have an opportunity to help out a little bit down here during this renovation?
I told them that was something I wanted to look at as we're going through the process.
I mean, something that's obvious, you know. Yeah. This,
if there's anything we can
do. This can really be improved.
Yeah.
Adding two more beams or something.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to look at that.
Might buy us some time.
Okay. Yes.
And they should be able to give us a first pass of the space by mid-December.
Good.
So.
And this would come out of facilities budget?
Property reserve.
Okay.
Yep.
So we also looked at, we took a tour and we looked at spaces needed in other departments. So we looked at the surveyors, where we could acquire space for them. We looked at HR, where we could acquire space for them, mm-hmm. create new offices in the clerk's office. So this includes all of that as well. Good. That should meet the needs of all the departments in the courthouse that are needing room and have extra space to give. So that includes that as well.
Okay. I know there's bigger look stuff down the road as far as public works, community development, co-locating, that kind of stuff. But for now, this is kind of our immediate process. I'd entertain a motion to approve the moving ahead with this.
I would make that motion.
Second. Any further discussion?
Just that I did go, I was talking to you in the hallway, that I did go to the thing at AOC that was supposed to be absolutely pointed at exactly what we were doing. That's why I went. Wasn't invited, but went anyway, and it didn't have, in the time that I stayed there, they didn't discuss anything about moving justice or anything at all. They were just talking about plan maintenance and, how do you, what program they're using for prioritizing and so on and so forth. It was all the big boys. It was all the big boys. Really didn't have anything to do with what it was, and I was critical. So I did mention it, McKenzie. Phillips was up there that, what it said on the thing, I would have brought you along and said, this is something you may get some benefit out of, because there are different
things. You might look at it next year.
But that you wouldn't have gotten anything out of it. I mean, I would like to see their agenda before.
Well, so you know,
that movement.
The affiliates, so this year the HR affiliates, the facilities affiliates, the clerks, the property management, all those affiliate groups across Oregon ran their own programs. They just had a place that we provided that they could do all that. So those groups themselves came up with the speakers, the programming, to their needs. So if you're part of an affiliate group of facilities managers and you have a desire for a topic for next year, you can submit that or even a recommendation of who you'd want to do that. But they're providing at the AOC conference a place for those affiliate groups to come together and have those times. So being that they only meet once a year, I'd recommend us being there. Being that our courthouse has been designated as in the top six to be replaced, we probably should be aware of conversations and such. But the agenda for those groups, AOC didn't determine. Those groups themselves determined their own agendas.
Well, the only people that were at the table, like I say, was the North I-5.
Yeah.
Typical, whether they didn't get any participation from the smaller counties or interest in it, I don't know. Maybe they were the only ones that responded.
So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 2-0. You have your blessing to proceed.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And with that, we are ready for the finance report, business update, and I assume is the Chamber of Commerce annual award banquet under Arthur, or is that under us?
Under you, it's not. I didn't do it.
Okay.
And just if you
want to
go, if you want to pay $500.
No, I was hoping you would do my early retirement bonus check. All in favor? Okay, never mind.
How do you document crickets in the minutes?
Crickets, yeah. How do you do?
I was hoping you were on a roll. I was hoping you were on a roll. Okay. I guess I'll keep working. So just want to remind the board that tomorrow we have the public hearings for the fee changes. Mm-hmm. So I've talked to Sandy Novak, the assistant director. If we get snowmageddon and somehow I'm not able to come in, she just lives a few blocks away. So she'll come in and make the presentation for the, if you continue to have the weekly business session and the public hearings.
Are we expecting snow?
I've heard. There's a rumor. There's a rumor out there. So tomorrow, don't cancel on my account. Just keep it going, and Sandy will cover.
We will judge that at the appropriate time with the appropriate people to make that determination in the best interest.
Is it supposed to snow in Selma?
It did today already.
Yeah.
Did it?
It's still
everywhere around us has snow.
We'll go ahead and have the meeting then.
RV Cog, just a FYI, got the annual dues here. It's in the budget. It's part of the number that we put in there, but I just typically I check with the board, make sure that we're still
Any changes
fine.
From last year?
No, it's the same amount as last year, $7,212.
And that all goes to the Meals and Wheels?
No, this is not Meals and Wheels. This is the Rogue Valley RV Cog dues, annual dues.
So
I don't know.
They ask us for additional for Meals on Wheels, and we do not do that.
No, we have not. So a little bit less than it was 2 years ago. It was $7,500 2 years ago. Last year it was $7,200. This year it's
$7,200. Do we know why?
So I do not know why the dues went down, other than their,
Do you have an objection to us continuing as part of the COG?
No, I think RV COG, they help us in a lot of different ways with the NPO and everything else.
Yeah, and actually, they're
really good to have.
Other folks use. I think Public Works uses them for various sundry projects. So,
do you need a motion?
No, I don't. I just wanted to let you know $7,000 if everybody's okay with that.
No objection.
Okay, thank you. And then final FYI, the Food and Friends grand opening is on Monday, December 2nd, from 1 to 4. So that is a project that we've been intimately involved in, and wonderful to have some folks there.
I got an email inviting me to speak along with Mayor. Oh.
So I was not
very nice.
I'll respond to that. So that's because I've been on RV Cog for a long time. That's probably why.
But I would like to attend if it's possible.
Yeah.
You can attend,
no problem.
Those are the three things I brought to the board. So if you have any questions on anything or.
Would you be willing to add it to my calendar, even though I know I have that? I don't know what this outcome of that other thing is. So, thank you both. You were saying, Arthur?
That's the three things I brought for the board. So, unless you have any other questions,
No, we announced it on the radio today, so hopefully there'll be a good response. If not, it'll probably be postponed to the following week. If I'm not guessing what the weather's going to do, but if we have to make that call, that's the call that I would assume would be made.
Okay.
Thank you. Sir. Next on our agenda is other business. Is there anything that needs to come before the board at this time?
No, ma'am.
Then we have item 4, Board Business Chamber of Commerce Annual Awards Banquet. There's a request for table sponsors for two events, it looks like, in the packet. So there's either a table sponsor or also the concerts in the park sponsor. I know the city does that. I don't know if we have any interest. I would almost postpone this until, when do they need to know by? Let's see.
Well, it is Friday, January the 24th, so that's a couple months away. Does it say where it's going to be?
Which one?
The banquet. Or
No, but I'm just saying if there's a deadline on the form. Sorry, I'm trying to read it real quick. So there's two requests here. One is for a sponsorship for the concerts in the park. The other is a table sponsor request for the awards banquet in January.
Money on each one?
Yes.
All right.
a lot. Table is 500. Sorry, I got a pop-up screen that's keeping my computer held hostage.
I don't see the one for
that.
Why am I not seeing the one for
the concerts in the park? Minimum is 250 up to 2500.
Oh.
The awards banquet is minimum 200 up to 2000. There's room for that.
Well, if we were to do anything on the concerts in the park, I would suggest the 500 because it gets our logo out there. Because it's with logo. Bronze 250 doesn't have the logo. Just the name.
Okay.
There's value in putting a logo out there. However, that's if we think we should be involved in it at all.
I'd like to put off that decision until next
week. I'd like to see hear what Darren has to say on it when he gets back. So I'm in full agreement with that.
Okay. So we'll table that to next week.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're ready for legal counsel. Should we take a break? Okay. I'm going to suggest we take a 5-minute break. Oh, they're on their way. Welcome, legal. Never mind, we're not going to take a break. We're up. We're ready for you guys.
Take it away. Can you try to start the wave?
It doesn't really work.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's that? He's on his way. Okay. Tree looks nice.
I am going to suggest we take a break until... Oh, Nanny walks through the door. Never mind. I'm trying.
Every time I try to take a break, you just trickle in one at a time. Here they go.
All right.
Are we expecting anybody else?
I think this is the whole lineup.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're not in legal...
Yeah,
we're not in executive session for a little bit. So we have 5 items up front before our legal executive session, so you'll be there a while. So item 5A is for the weekly business session, order number 2019-070, in the matter of confirming the sheriff's property sale of November 13th, 2019, accepting the sheriff's return of sale, accepting the sheriff's certificate of sale, authorizing distribution of proceeds of sale, execution of quitclaim deeds, and execution of land sale contracts.
Yep. So this is our standard method in terms of seeing a sale through after the auction has occurred. And it's probably potentially getting to be old hat. I think you've been through it a few times now already. And so we've got the draft order. I believe it made it over to you.
Correct.
And so that's what it's going to look like. We're still looking at it to make sure that it's exactly how we want it. And so I acknowledge that this is the final version that you're going to see on Wednesday, but this is...
We're seeing this tomorrow.
Next week.
Okay.
Yeah, it says for WBS, but that actually means next. Okay. It means next week, doesn't it? Yes, next week. Okay.
So, do you have any objections to this moving forward next week?
No.
Maybe.
So it'll be time to get it, make sure you're all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
Yep.
Okay. Do we have anybody back out?
No.
Nope.
Must have been a good year.
Yeah. The economy's going well.
Yeah, these are some good deals, let's face it. I mean, if people can afford to get into these deals, they should.
Well, they can. I had a pretty good sized crop this year. They didn't lose a lot of it, so.
Okay, so seeing no objection, we'll move that forward. And then item 5B is for weekly business session order number 2019-071 in the matter of the sale of county land remaining unsold following sheriff's auction of October 24th, 2018.
All right, and Helene, did you have a few comments on this one?
Not really. This is the Ridgecrest property. So we removed it from the auction, so it has its own set of, because it didn't actually go to the auction, it has its own set of orders and paperwork.
Okay. And so that one we will move forward.
Yes, please.
Any objection?
All monies were received on time and cashed and deposited.
Wired to the correct account, didn't go to cross overseas or anywhere.
Come from Dubai or go back to Dubai.
Exactly, yep.
Okay.
Well, confirmed.
And then item 5C is for weekly business session, order number 2019-072 in the matter of authorization of the sale of county real property not in use for county purposes.
This was the Public Works property that we sold, the Hamilton Lane, the two parcels that the guy wants to develop. He's made all the payments, full payment, and we're ready to deed it to him.
Okay. So we'll move that one forward, and then the next item.
All right, so as for those last three, I'll sort of volunteer Helene to do the presentation at the WBS.
You can volunteer. Yeah.
I'd love to volunteer.
All right, let's volunteer Helene to do that.
I didn't know there was a choice.
Well,
Volunteer, yes.
Usually we wait till you're not in the room. But
yep.
Lucky you get to.
Gotcha.
Then item 5D is also for the weekly business session, State of Oregon Intergovernmental Lease Amendment with State of Oregon Water Resource Department for lease of office space up at 700 Northwest Dimmick Street.
Yes, we said we'd carry this one for Community Development Director to keep the situation moving. And I think we sent a copy over. Did we happen to?
They have a copy of it.
Okay, good. So I think it's come before us, even when Mark was here, to kind of get into the details. But it's a long-standing arrangement. This is the newest iteration of it.
Are we still within parameters of what we need to be?
A few months ago, you signed a really short extension.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know if you remember.
We did a short extension.
So he could get this done.
Okay.
He's gotten it done now.
No changes? Red pump up? Any changes in the lease agreement?
It's just for one office space?
Yes, it's just for that water master.
I don't see any issues with it. I think that's a reasonable rent amount for one office space.
Yeah, all I know is that Mark okayed it, so.
Okay.
It's in his backyard.
We can move that forward as well?
Yes.
Okay. And the final item is for weekly business session order number 2019-069 in the matter of declaring results of election on forming a rural fire protection district organized under ORS Chapter 478 to be known as the Grants Pass Fire Rescue District and dismissing the order for formation of district.
So the formation order did so upon approval of the voters, and so therefore it does require an order dismissing the district, and that's what this is.
We'll move that forward as well based on the voters.
Yep.
Okay, so now we are ready for executive session. So,
who do we need?
Kate Lasky's going to be. I guess we can move hers to the end.
We can do it out of order so she can get here in time.
Okay.
So today is November 26, 2019. It is 2:28 p.m. We're going to meet in executive session for the following agenda items. Item 6A is lease of county property at 200 Northwest C Street with Josephine Community Library District under ORS 192-6602E. Item 6B is county property remaining unsold following sheriff's auction, rough and ready flat under ORS 192-6602E. Item 6C is lease of county property at Josephine County Fairgrounds with TMB Racing LLC under ORS 192-6602E. And item 6D, report and recommendation regarding offer to purchase county property, potential sale pursuant to ORS 275-225 and ORS 192-6602E. Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. No electronic devices shall be used at this time. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session is previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we will return to open session and welcome back the audience into the room. And with that, we will turn off the recorder at 2:29. It is 3:32. We're back in general session. I would like to entertain a motion authorizing Josephine. Oh, hold on. Thank you. I would like to entertain a motion authorizing the request to sublease office space be granted to the Library District and the signature of this letter authorizing that for the Nonprofit Library Foundation.
So moved.
Second. Any further discussion?
No.
Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 2-0. And
we got our report recommendation.
Regarding item 6B, county property remaining unsold following sheriff's auction, rough and ready flat. Do you need a motion or just direction?
I think we just need it moved to the
I would entertain a motion authorizing staff to move forward with
counter sale and advertising
and counter sale opportunities.
Yeah, advertising.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So moved.
Second. Any further direction?
No.
Or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 2-0. Regarding item 6C, lease of county property, Josephine County Fairgrounds with TMB Racing, we're requesting some information and clarification be brought back to us. We'll rediscuss next week.
Yes.
And then on item 6D, report and recommendation regarding offer to purchase county property, potential sale pursuant to ORS 275225 and ORS 192660 2E. I would entertain a motion for the Board of County Commissioners to approve and accept the offer to purchase the property identified herein in the amount of $5,600 as presented by Rural Property Manager on the 26th day of November 2019.
So moved.
And seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 2-0. So we'll get those two signed. And I guess we kind of handled item 7, which is the lease of the county property, in the summary of what we came out of the executive session. So do I need to redo it?
I think you just did.
Okay.
Yeah, we did.
That's what you said.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And in the summary of our executive session.
Oh, okay. Okay. I see. Yeah.
It wasn't a decision in executive session, but kind of the leaning that I heard that it would go, I just made the motion or entertained a motion. So, okay. Are there any other matters that should rightfully come before us?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And just as a heads up, with the weather and all, we'll try to make a decision early in the morning. We got a group kind of determined with that we'll do, but the winds haven't really picked up for what we're supposed to be seeing this afternoon, so we're going to move forward with meetings and keep things going this afternoon, it looks like, so far. So anything else? With that, we're adjourned at 3:35.